You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
Daddy Hillcrest, nearly end of summer movie retro look back.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. It's almost the end of summer. And I don't know what you've been up to, but I think I know what I've been doing. I've been busy enjoying the beach. The sun, the sand, the rays, the seashore, and the sunlight. Yep, summer is the perfect time to be outdoors. Especially since the AMC theater nearest me stopped giving me free passes to review the movies. They claim I never stay to see the end. That's so untrue. There were plenty of times when I came in just to see the last 5 minutes of the movie. Wash dies? Wow! So, while I wait for AMC to reverse turn around their decision, I'm going ahead with
Danny Hillcrest, nearly end of summer movie retro look back.
I've gone back to my old standbys, QuickTime.com, YouTube, and the Internet Movie Database to help me form my reviews and opinions. And in honor of summer, I'll be rating the movies on a scale of 1 to 4 glasses of lemonade. First up is Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. Now, I don't recall what happened in Fantastic 1, 2, or 3, so Fantastic Four was a bit confusing to me. It looked like that wacky team from The Incredibles was trying to learn how to hang 10 with the robot from Terminator 2. Very confusing. This one only gets 1 glass of lemonade. And that's just because the computer animated heroes look a bit more lifelike than they did in the first Incredibles movie. Still, it was far better than the computer animation in the summer's other surf movie, Surf's Up. But that movie did have one advantage. Penguins! I can't get enough of animated penguins. 4 glasses of lemonade. Penguins were the one thing that Disney Pixar's Ratatouille was missing. And the same goes for the other restaurant kitchen movie, No Reservations. Catherine Zeta-Jones is no substitute for a flightless aquatic bird. 2 glasses of lemonade. Wait, I ran out of glasses. Hold on, let me drink some of this. There we go. One thing I did notice is that product placement ran wild this summer. And nowhere was that more apparent than in the movie whose very name screamed out Earth-destroying mayhem hidden in gleaming metal casings available at a store near you. Of course I mean Hairspray. And what happened to John Travolta? Did he lose weight? Keep up the good work, John. 1/2 a glass of lemonade and 2 diet ice cubes for you. One art film that sounded interesting was Lindsay Lohan in I Know Who Killed Me. It's just Lindsay staring into a mirror for 2 hours. Here's a lemonade, Lindsay. It's just lemonade. Once again, sequels were all the rage this summer. Pirates of the Caribbean 3, Shrek 3, Spider-Man 3, Rush Hour 3, Harry Potter 5, but none of these comes close to the longest-running sequel series of the summer, Ocean's 13. Wow, they must have started making these things when Matt Damon was 4 years old. You know, that lemonade is pretty good. I think I'll have a bit more. Lindsay, you're probably not going to finish yours, right? Another sequel that hit the screens this summer was the Die Hard sequel, Live Free or Die Hard. Now that's a title that works. It's packed with action phrases. Live, free, die, hard. Unlike the action title that didn't work, Nancy Drew. I'm sure she's a very good sketch artist, but I needed to know more. 1 glass of lemonade for you. After I pour one for me. Oh, it looks like all the lemonade is gone. So I guess that wraps up
Danny Hillcrest, Nearly End of Summer Movie Retro Look Back.
Until next time, when I hope AMC sees the errors of their ways, this is Danny Hillcrest saying, I'm not bitter, it's just all these lemons.
Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. Not too much to talk about this time around. As I record this, voting is still going on over at podcastawards.com for the 2007 Podcast Awards. Hopefully you're getting a chance to vote every day, and hopefully for Comedy Forecast. You guys went out of your way to nominate us in the category, and that's great exposure for the show. I really appreciate it. A win would be icing on the cake. And speaking of cake, what I'm about to say has nothing to do with that. Last time around, I mentioned two shows that are also up for podcast awards in the travel category, The Meandering Mouse and WDW Radio. Both are great friends of Comedy Forecast, and hopefully you're getting a chance to vote for one of those or the other, or like I'm doing, trying to vote for one and then the other the next day, and so forth and so on. An additional Disney podcast that is another friend of Comedy Forecast and I wanted to mention is in the production category, and that's Ricky Briganti's Inside the Magic. Inside the Magic is all about Walt Disney World, and Ricky has his own special take on everything. So once again, try to get over every day if you can to podcastawards.com and vote for, hopefully, Comedy Forecast in the comedy category. And please consider a vote for The Meandering Mouse or WDW Radio in the travel category and Inside the Magic in production. Well, that's enough of me talking at you guys for now. I'd really like to be hearing from you. Remember, you can always get in touch by emailing to comedyforecast@gmail.com or call the Comedy Forecast listener line, or we should come up with a better name for it. But for now, the Comedy Forecast listener line at area code 206-333-1339. And yes, that is in the United States. Okay, that's it for this time around. Maybe next time we'll get a chance to talk about my upcoming trip to Japan. Talk to you later. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.